Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, for listening to this podcast. This is episode 107. I am so thrilled to be here with you today on Loving Life Mindsets with me, your host, Melissa Unger. It's just you and me this time, guys. No guests, but we are going to talk about some really simple things that will end up changing your life. I am so excited to discuss this with you today because we always feel like we need to do huge things in order to make huge changes. And that's not true. I'm going to give you a few ways that you can change a couple of your habits to change the way that you think about things, the way that you feel about things, the way that you do things. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Loving Life Mindsets Podcast with me, Melissa Unger. I share science, methods, and personal stories to help women who are on a journey to have the healthiest mindsets that they can possibly have. So don't wait any longer. It is time for you to start loving your life. The other day, I was remembering how January began. All of my dreams, everything I was going to do, and how I started it all. And it was like a fresh new beginning. Since then, life has happened. The things that I am still doing are definitely habits now. But there's a few things that I have stopped doing, and honestly, I miss it. And you can have two mindsets about it. If you started something in January and it kind of fell off, you can think either, well, too bad, it's too late now to start again. Or you can think, oh, you know what? Things were really going well when I was practicing that habit. I am going to get back on track. And that is what I'm going to do. The thing that I let fall by the wayside was journaling, getting up early, taking some time to do a little meditation, to have gratitude, to journal, to set my intentions for myself, for my family, for my business. You know, that really helped to give me direction. And then we had company, and then we got busy, and you know, life. And so I quit waking up early. I quit journaling. I quit starting my day with setting my intentions. And I honestly feel like I've lost a lot. And I can either just keep going on this path and think, well, I messed up. Let's just, you know, see what happens. Or I can go, you know what? Let's get back on track. Let's set that alarm for tomorrow morning and let's start again. Because the things that I am still doing, I am still doing my workout every day. I'm still being very mindful with what I put in my mouth. I am still doing my podcast. I am still doing the things, right? But the things that really, really kept me centered, kept my head in the game, was the thing that I let go. Maybe that was the hardest part. And maybe subconsciously I let it go because of that. But it's not only the hardest part, but it's also the best part. So come Monday morning, I am going to start again. I might even start tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know why. I mean, why put things off if you don't need to, right? Tweaking that little habit that I lost and getting back into it. Because honestly, I mean, it is the end of April, but it's still early. We still have the rest of the year. There are still the goals that I'll go back and read that I wrote down in January that I have in my heart. Those goals are still there. I am going to revisit them and I'm going to resurrect them. And I'm definitely going to start being so intentional about them because it just feels good to have direction. It feels good to have purpose. And sometimes we let things go that make us feel like we don't have purpose or we're losing our direction. And we feel like we're in this tailspin, just spinning down and out of control. And guys, let me tell you, you have the power to stop it. You have the power to stop it and start getting back on that path that gave you peace. So that is one thing, the one little habit, going to bed a little earlier, getting that better sleep. You know, doing those little, those little tweaks. It's amazing. If you do little things every day with consistency, that is when you're going to see the results for the big things. And we really do feel like we have to take huge, monstrous steps in order to make these huge steps in our lives. And we do not. Every day, getting outside and taking 15 to 20 minutes to walk. Maybe even starting out 5 minutes, maybe even starting out 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. But if you are consistent, those little things that you do that are extra, pretty soon you're going to notice a big difference in your life, in your thoughts. That is what is so important for me. Because the older I get, I find life goes by so fast and it's so short. Something hit me the other day. I was looking at a picture of a friend and it was a picture from 15 years ago. 15 years ago, this friend was my age now. And it made an impact on me because those 15 years flew by. And I think about my own life. When I was 40, I mean, it feels like yesterday. And now here I am, 55. The next 15 years, guess what? I'm going to be 70. That just blows me away. And so knowing how fast the last 15 went, that gives me more determination not to let another wasted second go by. And I hope that you as well realize that those little things that you pay attention to, those little memories that you make, they are going to add up to be huge to you later on. It is so important to understand that time just keeps on going. And we have to do the things in order to maximize this time that are so important in order to keep our lives fulfilled, in order to keep our dreams alive, in order to make all of our relationships better. If you can be intentional on a couple little habits and starting them or changing them, whichever, you're going to be amazed at the differences. For instance, cutting down on drinking. I'm just going to use that because I have done that. I enjoy wine. I enjoy drinks. I enjoy bourbon. I enjoy the visiting. I enjoy all of the things that go with it. What I don't enjoy is waking up the next morning and not having energy, or if I have a little too much, waking up and being dehydrated or having a headache or being grumpy. Those things I do not enjoy about it. But cutting back like I have, I've noticed I have so much more energy. My thinking is so much more on point, and I'm still having fun. The realization that I had a ton of fun way before I ever started drinking alcohol made me understand that I don't need alcohol in order to be fun or to have fun. That has helped so much. And let me tell you something else. It's amazing, but even at 55 years old, there is still so much peer pressure with it. But I'm finding the more that I will sit there and have soda water instead, the more that I just say, nah, you know what, I'm cutting down and it's just better for me, the more that that gives somebody else the courage to do the same thing who has been thinking about it but for whatever reason has not implemented it. And that is really cool when that happens too. I mean, we still have fun and we still do our things, but my body is so much better for it. And just that habit of cutting down and saying, you know what, maybe having a couple of drinks one day a week instead of a drink every day, or a couple of drinks three or four times a week. That's made a big difference in, like I said, my energy, my thoughts, my weight loss, just, you know, being able to think of other things to do in the place of doing that activity. It's been really eye-opening and it's been a lot of fun. So, you know, something like that can make huge differences in your life as well. Taking the time to do something so small and be consistent at it, again, is going to make huge differences for you and your life. Taking that time to maybe prep a couple of meals ahead of time. Taking that time to cut out sodas and replace those with water or tea, something that's a little healthier for you. Taking the time to eat healthier, or perhaps cook at home instead of go out, and you'll pretty soon find that your pocketbook is so much happier and fuller. And taking the time to do those things is practicing an amazing amount of self-care, because all the things that we do that we know really aren't good for us, that really don't serve us or benefit us, those things end up causing us so much more stress. And I don't know about you, but I do not like to be stressed. That is so not good for our mental health. It is not good for our physical health. It's not good for our relationship health. And so doing things to stay as unstressed as you can is going to help you out so much. And being consistent with it, that is our key. Being consistent with small changes. Start something just for 2 minutes, and pretty soon you'll see that you're going to start enjoying that. And that 2 minutes is going to turn into 5 minutes. That 5 minutes will turn into 10 minutes. And pretty soon you're going to reap the benefits of it. Whether it's something like journaling, whether it's something like taking time to just have that gratitude for everything that you have, everything that you've been given. Take that time and have that gratitude, because if you do that consistently, you're going to turn around and you're going to be more mindful with making someone else's day nicer, with giving someone else something to have gratitude over. And that, my friends, is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, I mean, it could be anything. Things that you know in your life, if you changed, if you either laid off of or you started, you know that those things would make huge changes. And having that real talk with yourself, why you're not doing it. Are you lazy? Are you afraid of change? Is it going to be time consuming? You know, all the excuses, everything that we throw out to not do something that we should needs to be dealt with. And once you deal with it, then you are on your way to having astronomical changes in your life. Stop buying a coffee every day. If you stop buying a coffee every day, you are going to save so much money. My cousin invested in a cappuccino machine. Within the first 2 months, that cappuccino machine or her espresso machine has paid for itself. Because she does not stop and get a coffee every day anymore. And what she makes at home is as good, if not better. And she has the satisfaction of drinking it in her own home, not taking the extra time and dealing with the traffic, all of the things. So just doing that one simple thing of spending that money to get an espresso machine saved her so much more money, so much more time, so much more hassle. So it's things like that. If you can think outside of the box and think, what can I get that will replace something that is causing me extra money, causing me stress. What can I do to replace that and not have all of that that I'm dealing with? And I promise, if there's a will, there's a way, and you will figure it out. If you are needing to improve your skills, all you have to do is take a couple minutes a day, YouTube, or go to the library, or find a resource on whatever it is that you're needing to improve. And a couple minutes a day is going to make a huge change in what your skill sets are. You'll be amazed, and that'll give you better job opportunities. That'll give you more opportunity to get a promotion. You know, so, I mean, this goes in every area of our life and our relationships. Doing one thing, small thing every day, leaving a sweet note for your spouse or family member or your significant other. Just a nice, encouraging, sweet little note once or twice or three times a week. That's going to make a huge difference in your relationship. And instead, say things or do things that will blossom your relationship. I mean, it just takes one person to make a small change consistently to make the whole relationship change. And it doesn't matter if it's a personal relationship or if it's a work relationship. One little thing consistently is going to make the grade. So I hope that this has helped you out a little bit. Then you think about your own life and things that you need to have some changes in. Think about ways that you can make those changes and start implementing them. I am excited to hear all of the changes that you're going to see in your life. It definitely takes time, but that's okay. You know, we don't plant seeds and have things grow that minute or that next day. It takes time. And what you invest small increments of energy in is going to end up becoming this huge, beautiful change for you down the road. It's like making small deposits in your bank account and never touching that bank account. After a while, those small deposits are going to add up. And look out, you'll be able to go on vacation or you'll be able to go buy that thing that you want. This is the same thing. Small deposits into your life is going to end up giving you huge, huge benefits later on. So if you like this episode, do me a favor, share it. You can leave me a review. I appreciate all of your support. It has been so amazing to share these mindset tips and tricks with you over the past 2 years. We're moving into year number 3, and that is so exciting. Thank you all again, and I hope that you have just a beautiful week, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, wait, is it seriously legal to have this much fun?